Hopper limped forward. Is that a spook vid? What do you think?
Looks real. Where'd you get it? Yan Yu sent it to me. I just checked my mail.
Yan Yu was one secret that he and Hopper shared. She was a research assistant to an astrophysicist on Luna. Bingwen had met her on the nets a few months ago in a forum for Chinese grad students looking to improve their English. Bingwen had tried other forums in the past, logging in as himself and showing no pretense. But as soon as he divulged his age, forum administrators always kicked him out and blocked his access. Then he had found the forum for grad students. And rather than be himself, Bingwen had pretended to be a second-year grad student in Guangzhou, studying agriculture, the only subject Bingwen thought he could speak to with any believable degree of competency. He and Yan Yu had become friends almost immediately, emailing and instant messaging each other in English several times a week. Bingwen always felt a pang of guilt whenever they communicated. He was, after all, maintaining a lie. What's worse, now that he knew Yan Yu well, he was fairly certain she was the type of person who would have befriended him anyway, whether he was 8 years old or not. But what could he say now? Hey, Yan Yu, guess what? I'm really a kid. Isn't that hilarious? What shall we talk about today? No. That would be like admitting he was one of those pervs who pretended to be young boys so they could chat with teenage girls.
What did she say in her message?
Asked Hopper.
Only that she found this vid and that she had to talk to me about it.
Did you message her?
She didn't respond. It's sleep time on Luna. Our schedules only cross in the morning.
Hopper nodded at the screen.
Play it!
Bingwen tapped the keyboard, and the vid began from the beginning. On screen, a figure emerged from a hatch on the side of a ship. Its pressure suit had an extra set of arms. A tube with plenty of slack extended from the figure's spacesuit and snaked its way down into the hatch, presumably carrying oxygen and heat and whatever else the creature needed to sustain itself in the cold vacuum of space. For a moment, the creature didn't move. It stayed there, sprawled on the side of the ship, stomach down, arms and legs out like an insect clinging to a wall. Then, slowly, it lifted its head and took in its surroundings.